Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Nobody Panic.
Hello, Stevie? You're so far away.
I don't think this is going to work, Tessa.
What? Is it the time zone? Or the delay?
No, it's...
Are you talking now? Shall I talk?
No.
Hello?
Oh!
Can you hear me?
I wish there was a podcast that would help us in our conundrum. There is. This one. This episode, which will feature some fun background sounds, because someone's trying to print something in the next room, the tortoise is walking around, and they'll probably have a shower. So, apologies, but if anything, it's quite real, quite raw, quite
it's
fun,
raw.
You know?
It's raw.
It's like live from Stevie's flat, you know? Because it is. This episode is about how to have a long-distance relash. Have you had a long-distance relash before?
It didn't last, so...
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've done it on a short term.
Yeah, okay. So you saw that it was hard, right? Because it is hard thing. I think that's the thing that people are like, oh, it's really hard. What? And you're like, yes, of course it is. Like, you have to accept that first.
I really shot my mouth off when Kat, of course, my housemate, got a job in Australia. And she was like, I don't want to go. It was only for 6 months. And I was like, and she didn't want to go because of her boyfriend. And I was like, blah, blah, blah. I was so
lovely and sympathetic.
So sympathetic. I was like, go, of course. But then when I have been in a relationship and was away for like a week, I was like, it's so hard.
My heart is crumbling.
My little heart, it was, whoa. So it's very easy when you're not in one to poo-poo. It'd be like, how hard? Ma, ma, ma. What are you talking about? Wine, wine, wine.
Great friend.
Great friend. Yeah. What a supportive and fantastic friend I was. But then when you are in it, you're like, oh, this is really tricky. I understand why... Why people complain.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we get into it, we have actually done research on it and we've asked some people who have been in them. So it's not just me being like, I guess this, but I don't think I'd be able to do it. So I'm also, firstly, would like to say absolute salute to you. And it does work. People do it. My parents did it for
still do it.
My dad's job is means that he goes on tour and goes away for sometimes 18-month blocks where he'll like maybe come back for the odd weekend, but you know that he's gone, and that's been like that ever since they first started going out. And so they've had to go through long distance relationships when there was no WhatsApp, there was no like Skype, there was just like hello, and then him being like on a payphone in like Manhattan being like, this is $10,000, I don't know what to... And then them having to put the phone down, and that was their call for the day. So, like, they've managed to make it work, and they're still together.
My parents, when they first lived in Canada, when they were young, they lived in Fort McMurray, and my dad worked on the oil rigs, so you went out for the whole winter.
Oh, my God.
And they... I think you went just, like, 6 months solidly. I don't know if you came, how often you came back during that time. And my mum was running a restaurant, and then you had to call ship to shore to the oil rig on a special phone that you like went to the office to do, and you had to basically press a button for the other person to speak, and my mum never pressed it, so she just would be like chat, 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 telling all these stories. And then my dad would be like bellowing, like, because then she couldn't hear him and he didn't say anything. So she's like, okay, well, here's another story. And then she would just, and then they'd be like, okay, well, bye. And that would be their communication.
A monologue.
Yeah, so basically my dad just received several podcasts from her.
Oh,
basically.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
Yeah, and he never spoke anything back. And in her mind, she was like, great chat.
What a great two-way convo that we just had.
Yeah.
If you're in one now and you're like, oh, it's so hard, do you know that, I mean, you've got lots of lines of communication. That's one positive. positive.
Literally 24/7.
They absolutely are. My sister's in a long-distance relationship. Her boyfriend now lives in London. But when he didn't, when he goes back to Australia, which is where he's from, their time difference is so off. So she has to get up at like 5 in the morning to chat to him. And it's always so he's out partying or like he's quite tired in his house. And she's like, morning. And he's like, night. What's your adult thing this week?
Pause 1 second. Can I just say the person who wrote in about this one?
Yes, please.
We had two separate ones about this. This is a shout out to Annie and to Sophie, who have both said, please can we do something about how to do a long distance relationship?
Fair enough. It's a good topic. Before we get into it though, what's your adult thing?
Oh, mine is.
I've been desperate to hear about your postal service.
Absolutely chomping at the bit to tell you. Mm. So I, in this new spate of my, a dad has decided to sell everything in the house.
Didn't know that.
And keeps throwing things at me and shouting at me to put them on eBay.
Right.
And then we keep getting offers for things. And he's like, take the offer. And then my mum's like, keep it in the auction. It's, you know, it's a live wire in the house. Anyway, we sold these chairs, these wicker chairs. We sold some chairs. And I had put collection, ideally. But then I thought to myself, well, what if the postage was like £40? And right. I was like, what if they're actually just like down the road? And I deliver them, but we get an extra £40 for these chairs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is like, there was like 10 podcasts ago where you were like, I've learned now to not, like, you were saying a mattress, I think. And you were like, and it was collection. And I was like, no, I'm going to pay that extra £10 for delivery because I've learned. And now you're delivering multiple wicker chairs.
Yes.
To save £40.
Correct.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Sometimes that thing is not a straight line upwards.
It's not a straight line, but we're certainly going to get
peaks
there.
Peaks and troughs, yeah.
Peaks and troughs. Okay, so I forgot that thing. I was so excited about the idea. The chairs were eventually for £180.
Jesus Christ.
They were antique, original Lloyd Loom wicker chairs.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds
well,
good.
Well, neither did I before I got deep into selling them on eBay.
Lloyd Loom.
Yeah. Now, I'll point one out next time we see one, which will be never because... They're weird. Anyway, sold these chairs, extra £40 for the delivery. I was like, what if we luck out and it's somewhere really close and I'll deliver the chairs?
Yeah.
Of course, it was Norwich, which is so far away. My instinct was to not tell my parents. I was like, what I'll do is I'll just get up in the night, get the car, just drive, put the chairs, and I'll just drive them.
The petrol will be about 40 quid.
Yeah, right. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. It's like 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Drive. Right. And then 7 hours. Oh, and honestly, if my parents had been like away or anything, and they would have known I'd done it, no questions asked. I would have been like, get in the car, we're going to Norwich. Which is a real insight into my psyche that's like, tell no one, explain nothing, drive to Norwich.
Yeah.
Never reveal that you fucked up.
Yeah.
Went on the internet, turns out that to send a large parcel with the Royal Mail is with Parcel Force. It cost £30. Somebody comes to your door, collects the chairs. Yes.
What?
For £1.50 more or less, you can for £1.50 less, you can take them to the depot yourself, or pay £1.50, they come and get you from your door. You're like, yes, please.
Yeah, that.
So a man just comes and gets them in your 1 hour time slot, comes and gets your package, puts it in his van, drives it to Norwich.
Why doesn't Royal Mail do that?
That is Royal Mail. It's
so sorry.
Parcel Force is a part of Royal Mail.
I thought it was like
if you have a
company.
Big parcel. So they won't just come and get your letters. You have to like, you have to. Well, you could. If you wanted to send your, pay £30 someone to come and get your letter.
Fair enough.
Anyway, a man came and got it. Off they went. Plus I just Googled parcel foil offer. And it was like, going for the first time, here's 20% off. Then it says they have to get there in 48 hours. Then they messaged me and were like, we're so sorry. They actually took, they were actually a day late. So here's 25% off your price.
Amazing.
Unbelievable scenes. So not only am I thrilled to have used Parcel Force. Thank you, Parcel Force. It was a real journey of like, don't put the chairs in the car.
Yeah, great.
That's
I'm so glad that you didn't put the chairs in the car.
Yeah.
That would have been so sad an outcome.
It would have been a really sad outcome.
Yeah.
Just secretly driving.
Great. My adult thing is so much less good than that.
But is it Royal Mail based?
Yeah. Last week I was like, a button fell off my dress and I'm taking it back. And then I thought, that'll be a good month that I'll wait until
it'll
the very last
the
minute. Took it back the next day, didn't I, mate? Absolutely. Wow. Popped it in. Essentially, my adult thing is that I posted a parcel.
But it's so hard to do.
It is hard to do. Although, I did lose the button that had fallen off.
Oh, no.
So, I've just posted it back with not a button in it. But even that just needs to be returned, because there's no button there.
The level of achievement when you get to the post office is absolutely monumental.
Astounding.
Because it feels like it's taken days.
I feel like that as well. When you know, when you've got, like, a bank thing that... you can't do on, like, the app, and you can't do on online bank. You have to go into the bank and queue up, and they go, like, what are you here for? And you're like, oh, I'm doing this. And they're like, yeah, you do have to queue up. And you're like, my God, I'm going to have to speak to a person. I feel like that as well. I'm like, I'm doing what, like, adults do.
Yeah, this feels like, ready the wagons. We're going into town.
We go, yes.
We got business in town.
The bank and the post office.
We've got to do things. Yeah. And maybe go to our special safety deposit box, see if we've got any deposits. Clues or treasures.
We're also a detective.
See
We're
if anything's shown up.
Archaeologist. Yeah, there's lots going on. But yeah, it really cheers me up when I've done a job like that. Cheers me up no end.
Yeah.
Small things. So, long distance relationship. You can hear the tortoise in the background, but I'm just going to plough on. She's ploughing on. She's having a great day. So I feel like lots of long distance relationships, lots of a couple that I've heard about haven't worked for like lack of communication reasons.
Yes.
Say someone's from Greece and someone's from America, and the person in America's like, oh, I'll come and live in Greece for a bit. And then the person's like, they live in Greece for a bit. And then they're like, well, I'll come over to America. But neither wants to settle down there.
Yes.
Each person is going, yeah, but I'll raise my children and my kin in my home country.
Yes.
And then no one says that until it's too late. Or you're like, ha ha ha, lol, we don't know where we're going to raise our kids. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha, oh, we don't know where we're going to raise our kids.
Kids are such a massive thing, because when you're just like, plotting around the world, having a little... Maybe I'll live here for a bit. Maybe I'll get a job as a scuba diver. Maybe I won't. Could be. Vineyard? Shall we? But then as soon as you've got a child, you've got, like, another 2 years where you can sort of strap in a papoose and carry on with your business. But then it's got to go to school, and you can't just move it out of its school all the time.
Yeah.
It's got to go to the school.
Yeah.
And so suddenly it's like...
It's had life. It's like a solid... And also, like, obviously, people listening are like... Well, I don't have what? Kids? But I mean, like, in terms of kids is a good sort of symbol for, like, yes, but you do need to settle down at some
point. Kids is the representative of the massive anxiety of what am I doing with my life?
Yes, and are we going in the same direction?
And are we going in the same direction? And, you know, where are they going to school? And what sort of games will they play? And do I want to raise them by the beach or in the town?
What if there's a shark?
What if there's a shark? I think even if you don't even want children, the idea of just like, where am I going here?
Yeah.
What am I trying to achieve?
Yeah, yes. Suddenly the idea of, oh, I don't know if that could work in this scenario becomes a lot more important than, like, if you're just in a relationship and you're in the same city, you don't have to really think about that, because you're like, well, I guess at some point that will happen or it won't. But if there's such a huge barrier so early on, it's like, oh, we maybe have to sort that out just so we know.
I think it's such a massive anxiety that everyone has that's like, where am I going? What am I doing? Have I made the right choices?
Yeah.
Who am I? But it's just exacerbated so hard.
By the distance. And also, I was thinking then as well, like, I think it's incredibly difficult, I'd say nearly impossible, to conduct a very casual relationship long distance if both people aren't like, yeah, this is casual and chilled. If one person, like, you know, so there's quite a lot of friends I have who will start a relationship and they'll be like, I don't know, he's not really texting back, or I don't know, like, I feel like I'm more into it, or they're like, I think he's more into it than I am. That's, if you're in a long distance relationship, then that goes from 0 to 100 very quickly, where it's like, suddenly now, like, jealousy's involved, and stuff that you wouldn't feel if they were half an hour away or around the corner.
Yes, it makes things immediately difficult, from being like, shall I get on this bus and come and see you tonight, to shall I pay £600 for an aeroplane ticket?
Yeah, is it worth it? Am I going to get there and you're not that arsed?
Yeah.
Like, you need more reassurance that it's that the relationship is good and fine and good and it's going well, and it's going well, because you're like, you're not there to say that every day like you would be if you were here. But that's obviously, we sound quite negative, but that's just because there are challenges surrounding it, but those challenges are like fully, I think there's something we often talk about, like quite negative things on the podcast. quite downer things, but they have a good purpose. And I feel like with long distance relationships, if immediately it's like, oh, you're not like communicating with me, you're not Skyping me, you're not there when I need you ever, I'm finding this difficult. And if you say that and nothing changes, then that says a bigger thing about your relationship, doesn't it? It means like, oh, you're not willing to compromise, you're not willing to make me feel reassured. Mm-hmm. You're not willing to. So it also might be quite useful, because like, as a signifier as to whether the relationship is strong or not, because
yes,
every relationship suffers some sort of massive challenge. Maybe, you know, one of their parents dies, or you know, you have like a big sort of life change, or you have to live apart for a little bit, or you don't, like, everyone will go through as a couple something quite disruptive. And if long distance relationships is your disruptive thing, it's not like after you get back together everything's going to be perfect and fine. So if you can't cope with a, say, a short term long distance relationship, like the classic, We were boyfriend and girlfriend at school, and now we've moved to uni, and it's broken up because they've broken up. That's such a hard thing, but it can work. But you just have to be really careful, and also be like, you have to be more careful than if you were seeing each other all the time.
Two friends of mine who have been going out since we were 16 and got married last summer are easily the like strongest couple I know, because they got through all of those things.
Yeah.
They got through all of they communicated their way through going to two different universities, admitting to each other how they felt, saying like, this is actually very hard, I'm struggling with this. Like, they, you know, they talked all the way through it. And so therefore there's like no, they can survive anything.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and by the time they get to being married, they're like, oh, we're sure.
Yeah, we're sure. Yeah. And also, it's not a failure if you don't.
No, absolutely. It's just like, it's not, it was like, oh great, good to know now that this wasn't the right person.
Yeah.
This wasn't it. We couldn't do it.
We couldn't do this, so we probably wouldn't be able to do harder things.
Yeah, and so don't blame the distance. That's like, oh, it would be all been fine if I hadn't had to take that job in Greece. Mm. It's like, oh no, like,
yeah,
don't blame Greece. Like, yeah, this wasn't to be.
No,
this wasn't
Greece
the relationship.
Greece has got its own financial problems. Its currency's all over the place.
It doesn't need your emotional baggage.
Yeah. Leave Greece alone for a start. I think that's probably the first tip.
Number one, leave Greece alone.
Number two, just list all of the countries now.
Leave Ukraine alone.
Have a crack at Turkey. Why not?
It's a bit.
It's a bit shit, isn't it? No, I'm joking. I'm sure it's beautiful. I've never been.
I've never been to Turkey.
Me neither. I'd like to go to Italy.
Shall we go?
Let's go now. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
That would be fun. Oh my God, Tessa has been talking recently about, you know, when you look on social media and you see like a group of friends and they've all just like gone on holiday together. You want to go over and be like, which one organised it? Who was the first person that was like, should we all go to Lanzarote?
Mm.
You've said that you would quite like to. So maybe Istanbul can be your one. That
I organise a trip to Istanbul.
Yeah, but maybe you give it like longer than 2 weeks, which you gave to the ski trip.
Sure.
Yeah. So you give it like maybe like your goal is like next year.
No, that's too far.
Okay. Your goal is like,
I already feel sick. Please don't leave me in charge of the trip to Istanbul.
What? You don't have to.
Okay, thank you.
I don't want to go.
Okay, great.
Turkey's shit. Get back to that. Get back to that.
Oh, God. What a circle.
Well, there we go.
Absolutely spiraled.
And I'm sorry. So some of the tips that I read was really like obvious and make sure that you send video content and messages from time to time. Like, I don't need to be told that. Mm. Like, of course I'll be doing that all the time. But some tips are good. So for example, prioritizing your schedules, and not just your schedule, their schedule as well. So the crucial thing is the other person sees the effort that you're making. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can just go like, well, you know, I'll text you, what? But it's like, I think you have to show that you're making effort, because every time that you get up early for work to talk to them, or you go like, so when are you free and when can I, and you go out of your way to like step out of a party to like take a call or whatever, you are signaling to them like, I'm working and I want this to work. I'm putting in effort here. And that will encourage the other person to put in effort. Obviously there's a line and you can't always take every single call, but like, you know,
being aware of what time zone they're on, when they're awake, like when is a good time to talk to them, and maybe even scheduling in to be like, oh, I always message at this time. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to talk to them for an hour. It's just like, and now I have my 5-minute ship to shore check-in every day at this time.
Yeah. And that becomes like a nice little routine that you sort of have, because you develop routines in a relationship anyway, so you have to develop those routines even if they're not there with each other. There are some like proper lame apps though. Sorry if it's, if you're listening and you're like, I love that app. There's one where it's like, maybe it is nice actually. Look, this is someone talking who's not been in a long distance relationship. Maybe I fucking love it. But there's one where it's like, you open the app and then if you both have got the app open at the same time and you like touch the screen, their fingerprint comes up on the other person's phone so you can like touch their fingerprint. But it's like, that feels quite empty to me.
You it's open like, the app and your fingerprint comes up and then you can like, touch their fingerprint.
So you can see them tapping the screen and you can like tap, sort of the equivalent of being on the other side of a window and you're like, you know, in films they always like hold the hand up to either side of the window.
No.
But it's a bit like,
that's very bleak.
It's
to very, me.
It's bleak. And also it's like, well, also I wouldn't trust it. So I'd be like, is it? Or is just the app just tapping?
Just the
its
app
finger?
Is just tapping back at you.
Or maybe the app has sensed that there's a tap, but it's not the exact space that he's tapping in. Or what's the point?
Like, yeah, what's the point?
Just text me. I don't need to see your finger tapping a screen.
Yeah, it would like, be nice if we, if in a world where the internet didn't exist, you'd be like very impressed with that.
Yes.
But we have the internet, so yeah. It's not impressive.
There's loads of ones where like,
maybe the app is just trying to keep your relationship alive, so it keeps like tapping for you both.
Look, he's here and he's not. I was looking at like apps, because so basically like there's quite a lot of apps that are specifically for long distance relationships. And I thought we could just like, I'll just describe some and then we can just be like, is that lame? Lame or love?
Okay, fantastic. Yeah?
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so there is a without. Immediately, I'm not on board.
What does it do?
Right, so it counts up the amount of days that you're without the person. So it's like 2 days without Ashley, for example. And
no.
The blurb is, it tracks your time apart and gives you sweet and simple options for staying connected through messages and photos.
Like what?
Well, like as in like, why don't you send a photo and then overlaid, it will say like, thinking about your face. And then it'll be like, the girl that you're... No. It's just like, well, that's just WhatsApp, isn't it? You don't need an app to send photos to each other. It takes 2 seconds to type some font.
Also, I think that's quite bleak.
Very bleak. 70 days without Ashley.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're, you know, those people that get lost in the Arctic. You're like, 80 days before, like...
Just marking out those tally charts on the wall.
So
which
I'd
is
say,
going to segue me in a moment into a good point.
Oh, no, save the point.
No.
Okay.
No way.
Oh, my God. Also, if we're like lame and you're listening and going,
I love without.
Great, this is why I'm doing them. It's excellent.
Please do carry on with them, though.
I love it. Right, so couple is create your own private social network for just the two of you. Have your own world where you can save pictures, share updates and chat with your partner. So it'll keep you feeling close. The app's biggest draw is its adorable thumb kiss feature, which lets you connect with your partner by touching your phones in the same place and sharing a little buzz. I don't think
so
I'd care
for that. So it electrocutes you?
Basically electrocutes you. It like has a little haptic feedback thing. I feel like I don't give a shit about that. I'd like to see a picture. I'd like to call them, Skype them. It's a nice idea to have your own little private network so you're not, you know, bothering other people on Facebook being like, miss my boy! And it's like another picture
yes.
of him. That's really nice. And also then, I suppose, also with these apps, a lot of them check, but a lot of them delete the messages completely and they're completely encrypted. So you can also send some dirty messages, which you can't do on, like, Facebook Messenger, because it's just, like, I don't know, Steve Jobs is reading them.
Huawei's got it all. No, Steve Jobs is dead, so I don't know if
I was just about to think that he's probably
dead. He probably is reading them from the beyond.
You know how we've been, like, going, like, oh, that touching thing's pointless? Mm. There's another app that's called Touch Room, and they've obviously been, like, it's time to really double down on that. And it basically, you can invite anyone into your room, and when you overlap dots, your phone buzzes at the same time, even if you're on the other side of the world. I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with that. Like, if I've got this wrong and that's, like, the best thing in the world, then lovely. I just feel like I wouldn't want that. I'd prefer a picture, which is just easier. You don't have to have an app for it. Then there's Lock, which is you surprise your partner anytime with this cute app that allows you to send a doodle straight to someone's special lock screen. I think that's quite cool. So when they have got their phone, their lock screen on their phone will be something that you've doodled. So that allows you to, like, do stupid things.
Oh, what's that called?
Lock, and it's Lock without C, so it's Lock. It's free. So even if you're not able to, so say that's quite good if there's, like, a time difference or they've got a job that means you can't actually talk in the day or, you know, I don't know it, but you can still communicate without disturbing them during their day. But whenever they check their phone, they'll see that you've done a little picture.
That is sweet.
Last few apps and then we'll get back onto tips, but these are tips in and of themselves, which I think is excellent. Clicker Clue, which is K-L-I-K-A-K-L-U. So it's basically, all of the K's and the C's have turned into K's in Clicker Clue, which is where you can send your partner on a customised scavenger hunt where you set paths, you send secret messages, you basically create, like, a date-like experience, even if you can't be together. So it uses GPS, it uses, like, locations, and then they can say when they've, like, checked in and the phone can see that you're there. I think that's excellent. Then there's also Sesame, which is where you can send, like, care packages using the app. So you can scroll through and you can find, like, choose a themed gift box, or you can create a custom idea and you basically, it assembles it for you and then it just sends it for you. So then they get, like, a real life lovely thing. Then there's something which is quite similar called Cartolina, which is, like, send real postcards. So it's postcards. The app will help you create sweet and stunning messages, which I feel like, I would like to send my own message rather than have an app tell me what message to send.
I was going to recommend something called TouchNote.
That's literally the next one.
Oh.
Yeah. Excellent. No, say it, please.
You take iPhone photos and it automatically sends... I've described it badly. It takes your photos from your phone and it sends them as postcards, so they arrive as physical postcards.
That's lovely.
And it's really sweet, and it costs about 70p per picture. It's such a nice thing to do. And my stamp is a little picture. You add your own stamp, so mine is a little picture of me holding a dog. And you obviously, it doesn't have your own handwriting, but otherwise you write your message, you put the thing in. It's really sweet.
That is lovely.
I received them from a friend who was biking around America and got one from every destination. I have them all. It was such a nice thing to receive, and so obviously I love receiving mail, but it is so nice to receive a photo in the post.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you just having a photo anyway, like, you just don't, it's just all on your phone, it's never actually a physical thing. It's so lovely to translate sort of something into technical to, like, actually you can hold it in your hands. It's lovely. Of course, a sex one.
Please.
WeConnect, which is it's a toy set. So it's a sex toy that can be controlled via the app. So you have to buy the sex toy as well, obviously. Yeah, you can, like, control the speed and rhythm of the vibrations, if that's your vibe. Oh, your vibe. Pun.
So somebody else controls it.
You pop it up, and then someone else is like, woohoo. Could be annoying during if you've got very big time differences. You're in the middle of a meeting, you're like, Jesus Christ!
I think I've seen that in a film where they're attempting to, like, rekindle a relationship, and I think she has, like, one of those eggs up her.
I think that's what it is.
And then he gets stuck in a lift or something, and she's like, oh, he's thinking of me, but he's not at all. Someone's just pressing the button, and then it goes into, like, overdrive, and then I think she has a heart attack. So, okay. A classic bit of comedy.
Be careful what you do. Fine. And the final one is avocado, which I have found, which is, it seems like actually the reason that it's the most popular app apparently for couples. couples who live far away. It's $10.99 a year. It works better on Android rather than Apple, apparently. But anyway, it basically does all of the things and puts it all together. So it has, like, you have, like, a private photo stream, you have location sharing, you have chats, you have it makes scheduling when to speak to each other really easy as well.
Oh, nice.
Share calendars. It basically, it's like your entire toolkit. So I was very disparaging about avocado just then, but it does actually look really good. And also, I don't know if it does have that, like, thumb kiss thing. I think I've just, like, combined two different things.
Avocado seems like the working business person.
Business. Long
Where's
distance.
Your schedule? Where are we talking?
Come
What's
on.
Going on?
Yeah, that's, I think, yeah. And there's one more that's called Long Distance, which sort of does a similar thing. It's got, like, a countdown feature, Wi-Fi enabled chat, and but it also has, like, quotes and blogs and website suggestions to go on if you're struggling with your long distance relationship, so you can kind of give you a little bit of inspiration to keep going, and also just be like, if you're feeling a bit alone, then it can, like, direct you to resources that can help, which I think is lovely.
What's that one called?
It's called, very simply, A Long Distance.
Oh, that's lovely.
And so those are all the apps.
Another app I thought was, if you wanted to sort of make your own...
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is a good one. another app I thought was useful, if you want to make your own treasure hunt, there's one called What Three Words, and it is every longitudinal and latitudinal code in the world. Every metre square in the world has been broken down, not by hand, I think, by a robot.
A bot.
By a bot into three words, like chair, monkey, toad. And those three words will relate to a meter square somewhere in the world. And so you can use it to make treasure hunts in that you can do your clues that have to be the three words. And then you go to the location that those three words are. Then maybe there's another clue hidden there. On you go.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice thing to do in different parts of the world because you're like, oh, I can see exactly
where
they are.
I can see where you are.
So you can, you know, if the doing it for you app doesn't appeal to you, but doing it yourself, you're like, oh, I can use all these things.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice. I think, yeah, the treasure hunt idea from a long distance is lovely.
It's lovely.
Because it is it's a little game. And it's,
I think,
like,
basically
date.
The whole, all of these apps are basically just like, what world can you create for the two of you?
Yeah.
That's like, these are the things, and it doesn't even have to be a romantic partner. It could be, you know, a friend, a best friend, a parent, anyone that you're far away from. It's like, this is this, like, secret language.
Maybe not
that
like
we've
the
got.
Sex toy one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Park that. Or the
Hey, Dad.
Hey, do you
What?
Yeah, park that one. But all the other ones, like, it's like, this is our secret language. This is this thing that we've made for each other. Every week we send these postcards. Every day we do this talking. This is the thing. But I think if you just set off being like, bye-bye, I'm off now.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Like, yeah. I think build as much stuff in as possible.
Because so much of, like, a relationship is kind of creating a little world that you think, whether or not it actually is, you feel like nobody else has this relationship, like, no one else does this, we're so unique.
Oh my god, no one else would send this dog meme,
like, we're crazy. But, like, you have to just apply that to long distance as well. Yeah, like, you aren't just a long distance couple, you're you and that person, and you have to try and create your world however you can, in, like, the most kind of fun way. And also, I think as well, like you were saying about your friend who communicated all the way through all those hard times, mm-hmm. you have to be able to say, like, I'm finding this really hard. Mm-hmm. Like, I find it really hard today. I miss you. I don't know what to do. And then, you know, if your partner says that to you, you have to listen to that, and you have to take that seriously. And obviously there's going to be long swathes of time where both of you are just quite upset. And you, because there's nothing you can actually do to solve the problem and the reason that you're sad, which is that you're not together. But you have to kind of accept that is going to happen, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be together. It just means that you need to get through that sadness. You just need to get through that stage and see it through as best you can, because there is, unless it's like they've gone away forever, in which case, if you're struggling with it, that's maybe a tricky thing to live with. But if there is an end point and they are coming back, or you're going to visit them, or you're going, then, you know, you can, it too shall pass.
Yes, it too shall pass. And I think the most damaging words in the English language are, I'm fine.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I think you should be able to say, oh, gosh, I'm actually not fine. I don't need to talk about it, but I'm not fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, I'm bad, would you like to listen about it? You can be like, I'm not ready to talk. but thank you for asking, whatever. Yeah. But saying, oh, I'm fine with this. You're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And just admit that you're like, oh, I'm very sad. Like, yeah, because I'm really struggling. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, because you've gone from having a support system to your support system's the other side of the world. And you're like, or just in whole. And you're like, that's very far.
Yeah, and now you're busy spending your whole time making treasure hunts and writing love letters and sending things in the post. Send physical things in the post. I don't think there's anything better in the whole world.
Oh my God, it's the greatest.
And if a friend of yours is far away, send them something. Yeah, there's nothing better than a care package.
And also, one of the things as well I just thought is you might feel, if you've gone from being in a relationship to being in a long distance relationship, there's that whole thing of like, oh, well, now I go to parties, like, who am I going to go to parties with? Who am I going to go to weddings with? Don't go on your own to stuff if you don't want to. Get a friend to be plus one. Mm-hmm. Find a plus one friend who's like, and I don't mean that as in like, they're just a plus one friend. I mean like a great pal who you can kind of take anywhere and will just have a nice time, knows the situation that you're like, I don't really have anyone to go with. Do you want to be my plus one? Like, that's, you don't have, no one goes, how odd, Sarah's turned up with her friend. They all know that your boyfriend's in Africa or wherever he is. Mm. Like, or Hull. You just have to make sure that all of the, you minimise the kind of loneliness that you might feel. And you shouldn't stay at home. You shouldn't not go to things because you're like, well, that's the thing. Oh, there'll all be couples there.
It's, yeah.
Like, you can, talking as somebody that has a boyfriend who I live with and he doesn't really like often come to stuff. I quite like going to things by myself. It's not weird if you don't make it weird. No. One's like, why is she coming on her own? You're just like, I'm just hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
Or I've brought another friend, just like if I was going to bring a partner. There's no difference to bringing a friend. Like, so it's how you approach those things. Like, don't feel that you're some sort of social pariah because you're like not bringing your boyfriend to things anymore because he's away, or your girlfriend, or your lover,
your the tally chart thing on the wall. It's about, we said it some time ago and I said I'm going to circle back and I'm going to say a great point, and now here I am back.
Was that 6 days without Ashley?
It was 6 days without Ashley. Yes. 17 days, 100 days, Ashley! It's why I don't like that app, and I don't like the idea of just this counting down, wait until you see your person again. And that's obviously terribly romantic. Is no matter where you are and no matter what you're doing or how boring it is, or if you've been sent to Africa or wherever you've been sent with work or for something that you want to do or whatever it is, I think if you get yourself trapped in this like, okay, just 18 days and then I can see this person, it's like, what's the point? Like, you've got to sort of, even though it's tough and you don't like being without them, you've got to sort of get into whatever it is, wherever you are.
Yeah, you are living your life now. Your life hasn't stopped. And no. Then your life begins when you see them. You have to find some element of joy in the fact that you're living your life. You're a person. You're not half a person.
Yeah.
It will feel like that sometimes, but you're not.
You're still a whole person.
Go zorbing.
And they are a whole person. And you can zorb alone.
Absolutely.
That is the only take home you need.
Ideal.
Like, you can go and do all of these things that you want to do. It doesn't have to just be like, I'm sitting by the window, wasting away, waiting for their return.
Like,
until I
like
next...
a Bronte.
Exactly. You don't have to be a Bronte. You can
be a Jane Austen?
I think the Brontes wrote good work while they were sat in the window.
I think, did Jane Austen just sort of sit in it? I think she just sat in the window her whole life, didn't she? Not, she didn't leave her house or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not what this is about.
But she wrote great literature, so...
She did, yeah. So write great literature, again, it's not about Greece. Leave Greece alone and write great literature.
Write your great literature. Just, like, throw yourself into the thing. Do the stuff. Make the friends. Go to the places. Just make sure that you remember you are a whole person.
Yeah.
And that you throw yourself... into,
and you have friends, and also then you have something, then you have fun stuff to talk about when you speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, I did this, I tried this, I went to a party and it was just me, and it was like, everything's an anecdote. And if you see everything as like a, well, this will be fun to like share with them, then you are still living your life with them.
Yes.
But you're an intrepid explorer solo for now.
Yes, you always want to make sure that you are, because everyone's had times when they've been like busy and having the greatest time, and then the phone like rings and they're like, oh, I'll ask that in a second, I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
And everyone's had moments where they're just being like, when will they call again? And so you want to just make sure you stay more in the A camp as
always,
much as possible.
Yeah.
So you're like,
you will get to the B camp, and that's not, you haven't failed if you have a little sing.
No,
that's fair enough. But you, as long as you're aware that it's like it's an ongoing process, you're gonna have to work to stay in the A camp.
Yes.
You can't just be like, Why am I in the A cap? You have to work to be happy with this new arrangement.
Fun people and be surrounded by things and stay busy. I think that should be number one. Is like be stay busy,
be aggressive, be aggressive
and busy. And
also,
communicate.
The counting down thing as well. One thing that is unanimous with all of my people that I know who've got are in long distance relationships. They all say the same thing. If there is like a visit or there's a week where they see each other. And then that's the only week that they've got, or that's the only, and then, you know, it's going to be another however long. Basically, there's too much pressure on that small amount of time. So there'll be an argument because, of course, both of you are like, this has to be the most perfect weekend of all time, or even week, or even 2 weeks. And everyone I know has said that in the last sort of like day or, you know, kind of the time when it's time for them to go again, it's just horrible. And it's not horrible in the sense of it's like, it's what, like they're arguing because both of them are tense. Both of them don't like want to be apart. And also, and then every time there's an argument, it's like, oh no, there's another argument. I've done it again because now we only had a finite amount of hours and I've ruined it. Just basically know that that's going to happen. That doesn't mean that you're a bad couple. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be together. That means that you care too much, which is good. You're both upset about the fact that you're not going to be together. So it can be very hard, I think, to rationalise that and to not jump to the conclusion of, well, even when we're together it's not work like that. Yes. You will go through a period of time where you're ratty with each other because neither of you are in the ideal position and situation.
Exactly. And say one of you's gone to work in Hull or yes.
Boston
or Mozambique.
Oh, lovely.
The other one, then, whenever you see them, they'll be coming out to visit, and it won't be their home, so you'll be basically the tour guide.
Yeah.
And it'll be, and now we have to go and do the fun activities and the tourist stuff and take the time off work and go and, like, commit to this holiday, whereas one of you is, essentially, that's their home, and the other one doesn't have any sort of sense of purchase on that place. And so it's a minefield.
But does it hold on to this central thing of it is, you know, you can still create the world together, you can still communicate, this is temporary. And if it is something that, for example, you know, they live in one place, you live in the other, and you are starting to be like, I don't know how long we can continue to do this, that's valid. Like, you have to figure out a way to compromise. You have to find, are you going to go and live there, are they going to come and live here? And that can be a question that but often can't get answered for a long time, and often is very location and finance dependent. But you have to make sure that both of you are, more than in normal relationships, but all relationships sort of have to do this anyway, you have to like make sure that you both want the same thing. And if you don't, that both of you are fine with that, rather than one's like, I'm fine, yeah, I'll go and live in Mozambique, fine.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to.
And if that person is like, I want to move to Mozambique full time, this is my passion, I would love you to come with me and be part of my life, you're like, well, don't settle your dreams for being in someone else's dream.
Yes. You know, you deserve your own
dream. And sometimes those don't work out with the person you thought they were going to do, but you mustn't be a supporting character on someone else's show.
Yeah, because it's your life. You can't be a supporting character in your own life.
No, you've got to be the star of the show.
Yes,
and if
absolutely.
You're like, oh, I'll just be the, you know, the guest star and I'll up and I'll
and everyone
just
will applaud, but then they'll only be in one episode.
Yeah, so you can't be the Brad Pitt of Friends, you know? You've got to be...
It was fun, but you want to be the cast of Friends.
Yeah, you want to be the main... You want to be it.
It's always worth trying, so you can say you tried.
Exactly.
But you have to, if you are going to try, you're going to have to really... Really go balls deep in it. I'm starting to not use that phrase as much because every time I'm like, oh, I've just got a horrible image. You have to really go full steam ahead.
Lovely.
Trains and condensation.
Perfect.
Way better than bollocks. And so then you can go, look, I actually did do everything I could. And if it doesn't work out, that's heartbreaking, but you did try. And so on the sort of same thing, then there's no reason why it can't work out. There's no reason why... I don't think we're saying, like, only do what you want to do always, but we are saying, like, if it's something is making you very upset and eating you up inside and you are finding that your behaviour is changing completely and it's in and also it's now moved into a permanent situation. It's not like, oh, he's gone away for 6 months and I'm sad. Well, we should probably break it off because I'm sad. It means, like, they've decided to stay or you've decided to stay or whatever. Then that is... Yeah, you can't live your life like that. But... You can, I think, definitely do give it a good old go before you kind of go, I don't know. You have to constantly be making sure that you're not taking advantage of yourself, basically, isn't it? It's like...
Nice.
there's no more worthy reason to like up sticks and move somewhere than for somebody else. I think it's a lovely thing to do, but only if you are aware that you might not like it.
Yes.
It might not be the answer to everything. And they're aware that they're going to have to maybe compromise at some point as well. You can't do all of the compromising all the time. You can't bend over backwards all the time because someone's like, well, I've got a very important job. And you're like, I've got a very important life. So, yeah.
Basically, nothing works out like it does in the fairy tales.
No, but it can work out.
So the quicker everyone's like, oh, it's supposed to be hard.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And yeah, good Lord. But, you know, it's hard even if you're in the same city. Like, relationships are always, you have to work at them. And long distance is no different. But I think, like, yeah, get on the apps. Get, like, find ways to create your own little cave that you're both in. That you're like, ah, it's just us. Even if you're not together. Visit as much as you can, obviously. Know what your goals are so you don't get a shock when they're like, well, yes, I was always going to stay here. And I'm a Mormon. Like, make sure that, you know, they're not a Mormon. Unless that's what you want.
Unless you're also a Mormon.
Yeah, go to Utah. Live your life.
Live your life.
It feels very like, oh, God, it could have... It does work out.
Like, of course it absolutely
does work. You just have to communicate and you have to be extra vigilant about the red flags and the difficulties. And the jealousy is a real... We haven't even touched on that, but...
Oh, Lord.
But that's a whole different podcast, I think, about jealousy, because it's just obviously... It is crystallised when you're... Or what's the word? Magnified when you're in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, because if you're in that person who's like, oh, I'm not picking up the phone, I'm having such a fun time, but the other person is wailing on the banks of a river.
Why are they... Why?
Where are they?
Where are they?
Then you're like... Then it only makes it worse... You know,
yeah,
because they're like, oh, you're having such a good time and you've got all these friends and you're having a nice time without me and you don't even care.
Exactly.
Oh, and God.
And so you have to, if you're the person who's like having the fun time, you've got to realise that when someone's jealous or a bit like, where were you? What were you doing? That's just come out of insecurity, the fact that you're not there and it is an insecure situation. Mm-hmm. So don't be like, immediately don't be like, oh, that needy and annoying. Like, they're going through some stuff, and also similarly, if you feel those things, that's completely normal. It would be slightly odd if you were in a long-distance relationship and neither of you gave a shit about what the other person was doing.
Unless you're both just, that's who you are as people, in which case you lucked out that you found each other.
Lovely.
And
most people would have at least one moment where they're like,
a wobble.
Are you with someone else? What are you doing?
At least, exactly.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
I think it's just,
how fun you
the
are.
Price of love is... The compromise.
It is.
And
it
the
is.
Constantly being aware of that other person and what they need. And also what you need, and that you didn't, you found the right balance between what you both needed.
Yes.
And if there's no way for that to be split roughly equal, then maybe this wasn't meant to be, and that is
That's okay.
Okay.
The one doesn't exist. There are many ones.
But maybe this is the one, and best of luck with your long-distance relationship.
And maybe it is, it's so great.
We believe you can do it.
I think you can do it. Absolutely you can do it. You just have to be... Yeah, you just have to be smart about it. You just have to be clever about it. And you have to
And
chat
you just
to them.
Have to be honest.
Honest.
All
honesty,
the time.
Talking. Honesty. Talking. If you've got any more fun apps or fun tips about long-distance relationship situations, then do tweet us at NobodyPanicPod. Yeah, at NobodyPanicPod. Or any future episodes that you're interested in hearing, because we're basically only doing people's suggestions now, and it's working out really well. I like it. You've got some good life ideas. Tweet me at StevieMBSSA5.
I'm at Tessica.
Also, I just thought, I haven't said this for a while. If you haven't, it'd be lovely if you could pop on and rate and review us. That'd be nice. I think that helps something. I don't know what it helps. I'm not very good at looking at numbers and figures, but we absolutely love reading them. And yeah, if you like it, tweet about it, put it on Instagram stories, spread the Nobody Panic podcast message. And have a lovely week.
Have a lovely week. Look after yourself.
Look after
your loved ones.
Oh.
And
do a treasure hunt.
Do a treasure hunt.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.